You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL. Earlier this week, WILL lost a friend. Doyle Moore was known as the radio station's chef in residence for his appearances on the Focus talk show. Moore taught graphic design at the University of Illinois for over 30 years, but on Focus, he had a real gift for making food work in an audible medium, which is really challenging for anyone who's tried it. David Inge, the host of Focus until last year, says that in the beginning, Moore was skeptical about being a radio person at all.
In the early days of Focus, we couldn't have phone guests. We had to have a live body in the studio. So we were always looking for good local people to be on the show. And one day someone said, let's do a cooking show. And I asked around staff at WILL, and someone recommended Doyle. He said, this is the guy you need to get. So I called him, and I said, we have this talk show, and we'd like to do a cooking show. And he just laughed, and he said, you're going to do a cooking show on the radio. And he said, what are you going to do, play the sound of bacon frying or something? So he thought that was pretty funny, but he was willing to take it on. And we started doing the show. And I think that one thing I would say about Doyle is that he was a natural from the very first. He was wonderful at talking with the callers. And the thing that interested him, not so much the recipes, although he did like hearing them, and he wrote them down and he collected them, he also was interested in hearing people's stories, those traditions in families that went along with certain kinds of foods. And often there were certain things that people would call in and tell us about, and it was something that they maybe would only make once a year. Or maybe it was something they made a lot and their families liked. But he really was interested in people's personal stories, and he was very good at drawing those out. And people loved him and managed to bond with him over the telephone to a remarkable extent. And I'm sure that of all of the recurring guests on Focus that we've had over the years, he was the longest serving one.
That's David Inge, who was the host of Focus until last year. Now, I'm fairly new to the station, so this week was my first exposure to Doyle Moore. But once I started listening to his Focus segments, I just couldn't stop. It's entrancing how he's able to talk about food in such a vivid way. He used history and anecdotes and made it vibrant, even for somebody like me who knows next to nothing about cooking. I was struck by this clip. In it, Moore is talking about pies on the air with David Inge, and just listen to how he uses storytelling to remind us of the intimate connection between food and culture and family.
There are two mock apple pies, one with, and there's a soda cracker pie, and then the one that I learned first about the mock apple, and I didn't bring any of those recipes this time, was Ritz crackers.
With Ritz, yeah.
Ritz crackers, but it was Ritz crackers and vinegar and eggs and I still don't think there, but a mock apple pie, or I've heard it called pioneer pie, but since... It's kind of awkward because Ritz crackers didn't come into being until around 1930 or 28 or 27, something like that, I think. And but still, you were right in the middle of the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of Kansas folks would have wanted to have made no Ritz crackers were a little bit too ritzy for those folks in that particular time. Yeah. It is something else.
But something like a saltine isn't that a has been around a lot.
Oh yeah, the saltine is around, and I've got a couple of Appalachian recipes that use the saltine.
Well, let me.
I know there's some of these secrets lying out there, or if nothing else, at least a funny story about how you got through. My mother didn't contribute too much to this. Custard pie was about as far as she did for pies that would sort of fill in between apple and cherry. Cherry was my brother's favorite, and I got chocolate cream pie, and I don't know what Daddy got. He got maybe he just ate whatever was served. But I remember she always made an issue of making a cherry pie for my brother, which I dearly wanted to have. And I could have it, but I could never have a pie for me. And so the pie for me was a chocolate cream pie, which I don't sneer at too much. But that sibling rivalry. I still love cherry pie, and every time I eat a piece of cherry pie, there is nothing but guilt. But I love it anyway.
That's Doyle Moore. He passed away in his home earlier this week in Champaign at the age of 82. To see our remembrance of Doyle Moore and to hear many of his appearances on Focus, well, we've put them all together on our website, will.illinois.edu. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL.